Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. Thanks for tuning in. We've been talking about the agape love of God here at Russell Road Church. And we're growing in it, and we are demonstrating it and walking in it. We're excited about the agape love of God. So I just got back from a trip. Went to Colorado. I was there. It's always kind of been a place on my bucket list to see the Rocky Mountains and go out there and explore a little bit. So we were able to do that. And then we also went to a conference, a clergy conference, but it was good. It was just a good trip. Very good. I just got a lot out of it. And I'll tell you, I just really saw some sights that were just, I don't know, it was just pretty. So if you get a chance, someday, go out there and take a peek. It's just really beautiful. We've been talking about the agape love, and last week, Ryan did a great job with hope. But we're going to talk about enduring. Enduring today. That's after the hope. And this is the 14th characteristic of this agape love that God is developing in His people. And so this is something that we're all growing in and maturing in. And so if you're going to make it till the end, you're going to need this characteristic. Because it says, "He who endures till the end shall be saved." And that's not talking about eternal damnation. That's talking about now. Saved now. You need to be saved from yourself. You need to be saved from rotten thinking. Am I making sense? Your soul needs to be saved. And that's the whole idea. So we're going to talk about enduring today and why people don't endure. Endure means you're going to stand in there until the end. See, people walk away from the faith, and they don't want to endure. That's why they don't experience what God had for them. God has better for you. But if you give up and quit, you can't get to it. So you have to understand this idea of enduring. When you understand it, you'll never let go of it. I've been up here, I've been pastoring here 23 years. I've learned a little bit about endurance. It's important to understand this characteristic I'm talking about today. Because, folks, if two people who are married and they understand this, they'll never get divorced. You got to understand this, though. And you have to grow and mature in this endurance. So when you understand this, you'll have something. You know what? When you understand endurance, you become a person of impact and influence. You'll help other people. That's why you exist. You are here to help others flourish. 80%, they did a study during this pandemic of the corona. They said 80% of people's souls were languishing in America. 80%. Now that's from the American Psychological Association. That's a very upright study of what's really happening. Languishing, that means deteriorating, wasting away their souls. We're not supposed to lie. We're supposed to flourish. You're supposed to help others flourish. See? That's why it says, they that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. And they will flourish and be fruitful in their old age. We're to continue to be fruitful. And our lives are supposed to help others flourish in God's kingdom. See, you're citizens of the kingdom, not this world system. You know, we got all these people trying to come into our country. They're illegal citizens. They're coming here illegally. Well, we aren't here illegally. We are here legally by God. But we are in illegal territory. You see that? The devil always tries to get something on you. And he can't if you stay in the agape love. You're not guilty. You'll be able to put a stick in his spokes. Am I making sense? And that's what we want to do. Now look, we're gonna go through this. And I'm excited. So let's go to our vision and get started here. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So this is what we're talking about today, is enduring. And when we understand this, it changes your life. But once you taste this, you'll never give up. You see that? I understand this a little bit. I don't understand it all, but I understand it a little bit. That's why I'm still here after 23 years. Endure till the end. Amen? Okay, let's look at this. This word endure is the Greek word hupomeno. Hupomeno. It's the same word for patience, and it's the same Greek word for perseverance. Hupomeno. Hupo means under, to be under. Meno means to remain. So, to remain or to abide or to take up residence. Under. So when you're enduring something, you're there. You're going to live under it. You're going to take up residence under it. You're not going to move because you're enduring. You see, two people that have this won't get divorced because they're there to stay. You see that? The marriage is built on the agape love. Making sense? This is a compound word, and together it depicts the attitude of a person who is under a heavy load but refuses to surrender. It refuses to surrender to defeat because he knows he is in his place. Because this person knows he is where he's supposed to be. He has decided that regardless of what tries to come against him, he is going to stay put and refuse to move. That's endurance. It simply doesn't know how to quit. Real agape says, I am committed here. You see that? And when we understand this, it helps every other area of our life. You see that? The Bible says in Galatians 5:6, faith works through agape love. You can't do anything for the kingdom outside of the faith. You got to stay in the faith. You see that? And so you can experience the agape love. Am I making any sense? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? A rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I'm telling you, God will reward you when you stay in the faith and you're in the agape love. You'll be happy. People aren't happy today. God's people are to be happy. And I'm going to help you with this. This endurance equals happy. When you understand it, you're going to be happy. And people will look at you and think you're happy. They'll know you're happy. There's something different about you. You know, we went on that trip. I think it's 5 days we were gone. And, well, we were gone 6 days. Yeah, 6 days. Donita went back to work on Friday. There was a lot went on that week while she wasn't there. Well, one of the engineers was hiring some people. And Donita came in, and they were in their meeting. And he pipes up and says, you know, they do drug and screen tests for people before they hire them. He said, I'm going to have you tested again. You're too happy. Oh, you like that? He was just kidding. But you see, when somebody's happy, it stands out. Am I making sense? Now look, when you have endurance, you stay with, you work it out, regardless of the cost, the time involved, you are not going to quit. You're going to remain where you know you belong. This kind of love is contrary to your flesh. Your flesh doesn't like this kind of love. I'm going to help us understand today how we endure and what we need to do to endure so we don't quit and give up. So we don't take lightly what God is trying to do in us and grow us and mature us in this agape love. When we were out there, we stayed at a hotel. I mean, this place was off the top. It was just very nice. And so we're staying there, and this is the conferences. So now we're having dinner, you know. Nice dinner. Oh, jeepers, it was nice. And so we're having dinner, and all these people around the table. This woman started talking out real loud. And she said, you know, if my daughter would understand, she would have never left our church, but our pastor didn't have any backbone to marry her to her partner, another woman. She said, my daughter don't believe in traditional marriage. And I piped up. I couldn't help it. I said, well, that's really the only kind there is. There's only one marriage, one man and one woman, Adam and Eve. And she said, well, what about Joseph and so-and-so and Leah and Solomon and all their different marriages? And I said, that's in the Bible. I said, yeah, that's after the fall. That's after the fall. I said, God is calling us to the original. In Romans, it says, we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I'm saying this to everybody around my table. Now, I'm not mad. I'm not preaching. I'm just making known that you're talking about something. I'm going to have to pipe in because I got something. I got a little something, something for you. But so I said, we all fall short of the glory. And the word glory means what God originated and intended. So God is trying to get the marriage and all of us back to what he originated and intended. One man, one woman. Did you catch that? All those others were from men. You see that? Came from man's idea, not God's. We're trying to get back to the original. You see that? And I made it clear. And, you know, they didn't say much. Everybody looked down, and we just commenced to eating. And nobody said anything else. It got quiet. But you know what? She was upset, but I went up to her afterwards through the conference and let her know I loved her. Communicated. You see, that's what agape does. You know, I wasn't trying to make her feel bad or trying to make her like her. I was letting her know that this is how it is. This is why we're here to preach the Bible. You see, I said, I told him at the table, I believe the Bible. And that's what I'm called to do, to preach the Bible. Not what I've come up with, the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E, amen. Biblical Instructions Before Leaving Earth. That's the acronym. You see that? The word Bible is the Latin word Biblos. Latin word, and it means the book. The book. It's the book above every other book. It trumps every other book. Every other book, if it's going to work, has to go to the Bible for it to function in God's way. Am I making sense? If it doesn't come through the Bible, it's not going to be God's will or his way. Are we making sense today? So we're going to learn about enduring and understand some things. God created life and he inaugurated life to be integrated. Integrity. It's integrated. You hear that? Say integrated. Life is integrated. You were brought into this world psychologically, sociably, spiritually, physically separated from God. But when you became a child of God, you're born again. Now you're getting back to God's divine design. And his word calls you to that design to line up psychologically, sociably, spiritually, and physically to what he created you for. You see, when you're not moving in that direction, you're getting an imitation. You're getting something else. You're getting a dysfunction. You see this? You're getting something that God didn't intend. But when you get his word from it and on it, now you're becoming and receiving what he intended. Are we making it clear? Now watch this. Life is to be integrated. God has designed. This means that what happens in one area of our life can have implications in another area of our life. Did you hear me? Success is not just accomplishment. Accomplishment is overachieving in one area. Success is achieving in the areas that matter and mean the most to you. Did you hear me? Joshua 1:8 says, God said this, "This book of the law, the Bible, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all according that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." You see, success is becoming what God created you to be according to his design. Not how much money you have in the bank, not the house you live in, not the car you drive, not the career you have, but you being you. Success, what matters most to you. Are you listening to me? Someone just got access to their daughter, you know, and were extremely excited about it. Extremely. That's success. Does it matter to them? You see? Now they can raise them in the fear and admiration. That's success. Am I making sense? It's possible to have the money you want and not have the life you want. It's possible to have the job and career you want and not have the life you want. It's possible to have possessions and wealth and riches and not have the peace you long for. See, it's integrated. Has to be his way. Having the life you want is success. How I am spiritually, affects my life emotionally. How I am emotionally affects my life relationally. How I am relationally affects my life professionally. It's integrated. Integrity. This is what love is. God is love. His character, that's what he's developing in us. His image, to whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That's what he's doing. He's conforming his character in us. The word image means character. Now, mental health is a big problem in our world, in the United States. It's an epidemic. It's a major problem. And this is why we have to look at the soul. The soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Dallas Willard says, the soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, your imaginations, and your affections. He's a theologian that thousands of pastors and other theologians look up to. Give me James 1:21, if you would. Y'all all right? Glad you came to church today? I'm glad you're here too. Listen. Look what he says. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Therefore, he says, lay aside all filthiness. You know what filthiness is? You know what it is? A lot of people think it's like pornography or cussing, or you know what it is? Critical, judgmental thinking. You hear that? When you judge and criticize people in your thinking, that's filthiness. Talks about it in Isaiah 58. It will actually play a role in keeping you from becoming healed. So that's why we got to grow and mature in our emotions. He says, an overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Now look at this word meekness. It's from the training of a horse. If you do the etymology on it, it goes back to the training of a horse. And a horse had to be trained. It's very difficult to train a horse. It takes a lot of training to get a horse trained. And so the word meekness literally means teachable. So you're going to have to be teachable. If you're not teachable, your soul is going to go through a lot that you could have avoided if you would have just been teachable. It says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, if you're not teachable, he says you're stupid. I didn't say that. That's what God says. Huh? He uses the word stupid. We need to be teachable. When you're teachable, you're willing to learn. See that? So a horse that's willing to learn, he's teachable. Why? So now the other part of that word meekness means strength under control. So now he has strength under control. When his master's on his back and he goes to war, he's going to listen. And he will help win the battle, when if he wouldn't have listened, he could help destroy thousands of other soldiers because he didn't want to listen. Are we making sense? That's the way it is. When you're meek, you have strength under control. You have the word of God in you. You receive it, implanted word. It's able to save your soul. The word save is the word sozo. It means to rescue. It means to be delivered from. It means to be made whole. To rescue. Look at that. To rescue. Now, think about this. We were on our trip in Colorado. And we were on our way back. And so we were going to the airport. We were leaving the hotel, and we were in our rental car, and we were going back to the hotel, back to the rental car place to take the car back and then take a shuttle to the airport in Denver. So we get to the car rental place. My phone had rung before I got out of the car. And from some place, Jamestown, some call that I knew it wasn't anything. So I didn't answer it. But I put my phone in the center of the console. We go to the airport, and we're early. So we sit down, and I reach in my pocket to get my phone. It's not there. And so I said, oh, okay. I know where it's at. It's on the console in the rental car, back at the rental car station, 15 miles down the road. So I said, Donita, I said, my phone is in the rental car. She goes, oh, okay. So she calls the rental car place, and they said, well, we'll call you back if we find it. So we waited there a few minutes, and we're just calm. But here's the thing. I'm sitting there, and you know, my banking, I mean, my all this information is in this phone. And my mind starts to go, but uh-uh. Inside, the Holy Spirit says, in his perfect peace, he will keep them whose minds is stayed on thee and whose trust is in the Lord. You see, that word that was implanted was saving my soul. It was rescuing my soul from worry, from fear, from doubt, from anxiety. You see that? So it was in me working, saving my soul. And now Donita, you know, she says, yeah, they're going to call back. And she wasn't wound up about it either. I've seen people really get a little disoriented when they lose their phone like that. But we were just calm because the Holy Spirit was saving our soul. This is real. It will save you from being worried and anxious when you count on him. See that? That's what that's talking about. So now they call us back. Your phone's here. So now we got to go back to the rental car place. And we go back and we got the phone back. And we get back and so we go back in, go through the security. So we go through security. We do all that. You know, you take your shoes off, your belt, all everything out of your pockets. So now we're walking down the airport, all right? We're walking down the airport, packed, people everywhere. Donita's, you know, pulling her little deal and has the thing on her back. I've got mine on my back. And I said, I looked up at her and I said, bright as the stars that shine, dark as the night, I know this love of mine will never die. And I love her. She gives me everything so tenderly. This love my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours will never die as long as I have you near me. Boom, 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 boom. I was singing to her. She's just smiling. Happy. I didn't give her a twirl. I don't think she wanted a twirl. She was in a whole nother euphoria. Happy. You can be happy. No matter where you are. No matter what's going on. And you know what? It's supposed to be demonstrated. You know what? It's so funny. I was belting that out just like I did there. Nobody was even paying any attention. I'm trying to help you see something. You're called to be happy. And it should be an expression of your agape love. It talks about in Psalms 1, it says, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So how are you blessed? You're blessed. Your being blessed is contingent on not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed. The word blessed there means happy. The Hebrew word is ashir. It means, listen to what it means, emotionally wealthy. You see, your emotions, you're full, you're wealthy emotionally. You see that?
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sidney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.